Stop 3. Beehive Pub.
Although the walk has only just started, the Beehive certainly provides excellent meals. Coombs Village takes its name from the spurs of rock jutting out into the valley above. The Welsh Cwm, CWM, is indicative of a glacial hollow in the hills. It was once a glacial lake filled from the melt of the ice. The lake was 1,200 feet deep, and this can be ascertained because of the erratics, which are large stones carried along by the ice, have been identified as coming from the Lake District and Scotland. These cease at that height, which indicates that was the level of the lake. In the reign of William the Conqueror, Coombs was part of the King's hunting forest of the Peak. It was in the Campana area, which reached from Kinder to the Goyt. In 1086, William gave the forest to his son, William Peveril, and the forest court used to be held in Chapel on Lyfrith. Peveril's name is, of course, quite common in the area, and we have Peveril Castle, which is situated at Castleton. Coombs became a farming area, and many fields still display the ancient ridge and furrow type of ploughing. These can be seen quite clearly in the snow. In medieval times, farmers used to supplement their wages with stocking weaving. They used the wool from the sheep in the fields, and their wives did the weaving in the farmhouses. These were distributed by pack horse traders, commonly known as jaggers. For 400 years, at brewhouses, a family named Jackson brewed ale, using water from a spring near their premises. Records show that in 1222, the first brewer came to live there. More recently, records show that the owner of the first steam car in the area lived there. He eventually swapped it for a Model T Ford, which was driven by his wife, and she is shown as the first lady driver in the area. Newcomers to Coombs were called furriners. There are now more furriners than locals. And the old Beehive Pub, which you're looking at presently, was first recorded in 1836. The landlord in 1846 was a John Bailey, who also ran a shop. The new Beehive Pub was built in 1864. This incorporates the old one, which is the small building at the back, and money to build the new one allegedly came from ale sold during the building of the railway extension in 1859. This was a boom time for Coombs. Wives took in lodgers and farmers worked on the railway. Over the years, quarrying also took place in the Coombs area, and stone from Spire Hollins was used in 1861 for building the railway bridges, the chapel, and the new beehive. From the quarry above baghouses, millstones, and much earlier, stone for Castlenays was quarried. Baghouses, which is below Coombs Edge, was so named because in 1086, the bag from the hunt was deposited there. Rye Flat House Farm and Cottage are also nearby. They were named in 1732 and stand on raised land near to the old mill. The Pygreave Brook runs by. The present farmhouse was the old reading room for the village. Sunday and day schools were held there. Fires were lit daily and newspapers provided. Dances were held once a month, and the Home Guard were recruited there. A man by the name of Herbert Froude came to live in the cottage. He experimented with making electricity with a wheel in the brook and also making brake linings in his garden shed. These were patented at the time, and this is credited as being the birthplace of Ferodo, which of course is a major employer within Chapel-on-le-Frith. And records show that in 1976, January the 16th, there was a cat trapped in a cavity where work was being done in a house in the village. This cat was rescued by a Miss J. McNichol, who was the auxiliary RSPCA officer for the village, and also Brown Owl of Coombs Brownies. For her troubles, a brick fell on her head.